Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We're going to begin with breaking news on the biggest and most complex vaccination program in American history. Tonight, a CDC advisory panel has just approved a plan to give the first doses of coronavirus vaccine to healthcare workers and people living in nursing homes.
Officials in the CDC met up yesterday to determine who will receive the first round of coronavirus vaccines when they are available. A plan was approved by the CDC advisory panel to give the first doses to healthcare workers and those in nursing homes. Here is CDC Committee Chair Dr. Jose Romero.
Not just the nurses and the doctors, but also the support personnel, housekeeping, persons who deliver food to patients.
Operation Warp Speed is the fastest vaccine development program in history, and the first vaccines could be available as early as December 15th. In welcome news to report, the state of Wyoming has an unemployment rate that has seen a lot of improvement. In fact, Wyoming has one of the fastest recovery unemployment rates in the country, ranking in the top five. Also, according to the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, the Wyoming unemployment rate has dropped since September. All that said, mostly due to COVID-19 shutdowns and guidelines, nearly 70,000 people have filed for unemployment claims. Locally here in Campbell County, the unemployment rate has increased from approximately 3.5% to about 6.4% from last year to this year. Governor Mark Gordon has allocated $15 million to revive the energy industry in Wyoming. If you'll recall, last week, Governor Gordon announced that he wanted to increase the funding of the Energy Rebound Program up to $30 million total. The Wyoming Business Council projects the program will cover 300 oil and gas projects, and it is projected to create 5,500 jobs. According to County 17, of those 300-plus projects, about 75 will be used right here in Campbell County. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.